The Mafia in Sicily. There is a leaden, oyster-coloured stone. It is a man's soul. The giant holds the stone like a pearl balanced between heaven and hell. The stone is an unwell son, or a son over Sicily, or a poor man's soul. It can be whatever the giant wills it to be. The soul he holds should be a symbol asleep under the giant's thumb. In the nightmare of nature there is a barren land, Sicily. Among the poor available sons who trembling await the giant's second coming is one who is not the sort death approves, one of flesh as well as stone, one heavy in my heart with heavy past loves, Sicily, the canvas of my close family, a carcass slung under my liberty. I, who have been asleep with giants under the sides of their eternal quarrel, would need diphtheria and poisoned water to hold the giant's tribe in throe. Infamous figures they possess, the Sicilian earth. The giant is paymaster to defeat under the enrapturing poppy, a paradoxical prophet of stone atrocities and a stony land of deep poverty. He belongs to the special torments of these obese giant among giants, unbending, quick, yet piscine and roughly as pliable as molten metal or the metal stones. All the poor available sons belong to the giant above. The soul is squamous where the giant holds it above my wrath, useless, soiled. He puts it down. The giant holds the other son up in his webbed fingers like a blind stone. The stones of Sicily are blind. Like me, they've lost the light of the sun. Underwater, blind to the light, they've never begun. All that the giant despises we once nearly possessed and loved, except the few who lie in the lush apocrypha within the giant's colossal caves, black, fortunate, truly lowly but not penurious. They are unworthy, asleep under the sensual giant. For the giant hates as he loves, furiously, and these are not giants. But they are happy, splashing about amongst the blood pools inside the caves, happy as a slave is to evil, no longer dissembling or afraid under a marathon calf slung carelessly where many confused Gullivers once travelled, over the land of Sicily, under her seas, over these obscene dwarves, in black suits. I watch them come, the giant's crustaceans, out of the caves and up the hill into our valley. The placentas weigh heavy, so why do they come? They come to play in the valley. The valley seems lush. The valley is barren, so they go, womb-weary. Back in myopia against this massive breast of the giant, this false god, blind to the light of the sun, aborted fetuses they sleep peacefully, counting bodies, not sheep nor fish. Blind to the light of the sun where the giant shall begin to create more dwarves out of fishes and symbols. They who have never begun have lost Christ's light, the light of the sun. They too are the poor available sons with the pitted teeth of Australopithecus. Many men died on those teeth which drip blood onto the great thigh of the giant of Sicily. For centuries blood has stained this water. Flesh pitted these teeth. I searched desperately for diphtheria. I was a giant.